Good afternoon, Local Splash. How are y'all?
Hi, I am doing great. Thank you for asking. How about yourself?
I'm good, ma'am. You said you said what?
Yeah, about what? My calls. Hold on, I'm going to let you talk to Amanda. Ma'am, I also got a question, ma'am. So on our Google page. Uh-oh.
Which way do I go?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
I am actually looking at your account right now. I'm able to pull it up before I go, yes. So you mentioned that on the call logs you are unable to listen to the calls?
Yeah, it's just showing zero time. Like, there's no recording whatsoever.
I see. Let me go ahead and check that one for you. So the last call you got was from, this one is on the 20th, March 28th. Let's see. They actually hung up after 43 seconds. Let me try this one on the 27th.
I know where it is. It's right here.
Right here?
Yeah.
I can actually listen to the recordings.
Okay, so they're showing zero, yeah.
Can you tell me which lead is it?
I'm trying to get on a different phone here. Yeah, hold on.
Okay, no problem. Please take your time.
Right. Okay, okay, so from this morning, it appears that they're showing up now.
Oh, they are now. I see.
I'm just making sure I'm clicking on the same one.
Okay, yes.
Okay, yeah, and then the other issue was on the description under digit on the Google, it's saying that we are located in Somerset and California.
I'm sorry, could you kindly repeat that once again, Amanda?
Okay, under the description for Digit, it's saying that we are located in Somerset, Kentucky, and in California. We're just located in Somerset. So we're always like, we have to address our customers like we're local.
California.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see. Don't worry, let me go ahead and check that one for you. Yeah, okay. I'm just looking on your, let me go to your listing now.
Okay, are you there?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we just have to take over to take your time for it.
Yes, let me just go ahead and read here the location. Moving. Could you kindly send me a screenshot where it says it is showing that you are located in California? I did check on your service areas and then also on the description. I cannot find where it says or mentioned California. Would you be able to screenshot that for me, please? And then I'll have our team check.
Yep, one second.
Okay. Thank you so much.
you have a personal email address?
Yeah, you can send it to directly to my, or can you go ahead and do a screenshot instead so it's easier for you, or would you prefer an email?
It doesn't matter. I got the screenshot already ready.
Okay. Yes. If you could text it to me, I can go ahead and send it right away.
Okay. Text me.
Okay.
Okay. What's the text number?
877.
Okay.
635-6225.
Okay. What was the last four? I'm sorry.
That's okay. Last four would be 6225. Can you tell me what number did you use to send it? Is it the one, the 7641?
It'll be 606-305-5089.
508, okay. 508, oh, okay. Unfortunately, the 5089 is actually not listed here on your contact, so I won't be able to receive it. Can you go ahead and give me the number again? I'll add it to our list.
Okay,
606-305-5089. Okay. And this is your other number or personal number?
Yes, it's a personal number, yes.
Okay, thank you. Let me just go ahead and add it here. All right, Amanda, could you kindly resend again the screenshot, please?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, let me see here. For some reason, I am not yet accepting it. It could be the system is still, I'm so sorry. It could be the system is still updating. We'll just go ahead and send the email instead.
Okay, what's the email?
Yes, H for Harry, A for Alpha, B for Bravo, E for Echo, L for Lima, A for Alpha, @localsplash.com. So that's HAbella@localsplash.com.
Okay. But just one thing.
No problem.
Okay. It's staying sent.
Okay. All right, let me check my email. Oh, there we go. Found it. This hole is away. I'm wondering how it's done. Let me check on that line or something. It's actually not the description that we have here. Let me further investigate. Can you go ahead and send me another screenshot, what's on top of it and then what's below? Because sometimes, for example, I've had cases before wherein there's like a Yelp listing or a different type of listing that is actually outdated. So when customers actually search for their listing, this is the old description actually is where they saw from, let's say, from other listings, not really from Google business profile. Because the one that I see are different. Say your junk removal pros, ditch, does it, junk removal is your service. Based in Somerset, Kentucky, we provide professional junk hauling services.
That was from where we had. It said something about California, man. It's at the top. It says location. It says Somerset, California. You don't see that?
I'm sorry, could you kindly repeat that?
Okay, I'm gonna screenshot you the whole page here. I'm gonna send it to you right now.
Yes. Yes, please.
Okay, it's sent.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm here. I am just reviewing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I received it. I am just reviewing it very quick. Okay. Amanda, I will go ahead and send this over to our team so that they can go ahead and review. Yes, I'll have them review this one. Because I think it would be better if our Google expert will be the one to go ahead and review this. So let me send this over to them, and then I will give you an update, if not today, because there's only like 20 minutes left before we take off the shift, tomorrow. If I need to
refer. Okay, that's great.
Okay, I'll make sure to update you. I'll be the one to contact you back.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Okay.